Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Red Nonnenkamp. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quell scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vozmak moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Renza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to third for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen juggles the ball. That's an error on Owen. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to third for the out. QL moves to second. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. QL scores. Owen goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker scores. Radcliffe moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Appling moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Al Baker now pitching. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0 for 1 in the game. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Fox reaches second base with a double. Vosmick scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Kramer fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kramer. Lyons moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyons scores. QL moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. QL scores. One out. It's 6-2, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 0-for-1 in the game. Nonnenkamp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Desautels reaches second base with a double. Al Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes strikes out. There goes Krivic. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0-for-2 in the game. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Archie McCain now pitching. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Desodles and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Walker reaches second base with a double. Owen goes all the way around to score. Walker moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rensa for a passed ball. Higgins moves to second. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nonnenkamp hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Desodles hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Rensa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rensa is 0-for-3 in the game. Rensa hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Rensa reaches second base with a double. Krivic moves to third. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic scores. Rensa moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Archie McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got four RBIs. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rensa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nonnenkamp hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Renza moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Renza scores. Lyons moves to second. It's 9-2, White Sox. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Owen reaches second base with a double. Lyons scores. QL moves to third. It's 10-2, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Walker reaches second base with a double. Walker is thrown out after the base hit. QL scores. Owen scores. It's 12-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock pinch hits for Archie McCain. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Vosmick moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.